Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our message this morning comes from 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 14. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So far the text. Please be seated. Let's pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. This is the day that you have made. We are glad and we rejoice in it. And also, Lord, we pray that you will be with us this morning. Anoint the lips of this sinful man so that I may speak your word, and open our hearts and our minds so that we may hear you. So far the text. A Father's Day card was what it gave it away. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. We were at a First Watch restaurant, and a young man was hiding a Father's Day card. And I said, young man, I think that's a gift for your father. And he looked at me and he said, please be quiet, because my father is here. And his father was just sitting there, and he was saying, this is a preacher, I don't want to talk to him. And the preacher couldn't stop talking, and he made his way to this father. And that father is John Bauer. And that is where all this began. Now, almost 4 years later, to the day on Father's Day, we are having an installation service. This is after three ministries, three people going through the seminaries, one of them doing colloquy, and then another church in the formation, only because of a Father's Day card. But is it? I think it was God who staged all this. And brothers and sisters in Christ, those stages are set every single day, and you and I have those opportunities wherever we go. It may be to a restaurant, a gas station, whatever it is. God presents all these opportunities for us so that we may open our mouth and share Christ with a friend. And when that happens, brothers and sisters in Christ, miracles begin to happen. You see, I am from East Africa. East Africa is where Ethiopia, Somalia, and Eritrea are. John and Wellington are from West Africa, where Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone and the other nations are. You see, we are just as far apart as black and white in the United States because of cultures. But there is one thing that keeps us together, united as one people, and that one thing is our faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that, my friends, we should never forget. It really goes beyond the differences that we may have. And those differences are just superficial differences, brothers and sisters in Christ, because the church of Christ is never divided. It is one church. We might as well begin unifying it on this side of heaven. So today is about that work, that very work. So here, St. Paul, writing to his mentee, Timothy, and he's saying, do not neglect your gift. Do not neglect your gift. John and Wellington, Kia and Willette, don't neglect your gift. Those gifts were not given to you, they were given to the church through you. So don't neglect them. And the reason that I say is, right after saying, do not neglect your gift, St. Paul says, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. You see, the elders, the whole congregation this morning, and they just laid their hands on you. And the prophecy says, do not neglect your gifts. They are not yours after all. They were given by a gracious giver. So do not neglect your gifts. But then he continues, be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. You know, I know, humanly speaking, we compare ourselves to this person, this project, that project. And I have news for you. The Lord wires us differently, each and every one of us. Each every one of us have normalities and abnormalities. That is a given, right? And God intends it that way. Because when that happens, it trains us to bear each other's burdens. And when we do that, and the world around us sees the progress that we are making, what do you think they say? Just look at them, how they love one another, how they care for one another, and how they care for the people around them. And when that is the witnessed by the people around us, they cannot help themselves but ask the question, why are they the way they are? And you and I just have to open our mouth, like the Father's Day card. When we open our mouth and they don't hear us, but they hear Jesus. So it says, be diligent in these matters. And the matters are the gifts that are given you. And by the way, I don't want anyone to have an excuse this morning that I don't have, saying I do not have gifts. You do. You do have gifts. Aren't you baptized? I'm sure all of you will say yes. If you are not baptized, we can arrange it. We can do it this morning if you want. So through baptism, God has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that, my friends, is not yours. It belongs to God. And there is a reason why he gave you. The reason he gave you those gifts are so that his name may be glorified through your weaknesses. So it's not just John and Wellington and Kia and Willette, but it is each one of you. God has gifted you in a special way so that his name may be proclaimed and he may be glorified in our weaknesses. So that everyone may see your progress. By the way, the progress means we start as babies, don't you know that? When we were babies, our mothers and our fathers just help us, make us stand, and then they let go, and we fall, and then they repeat the process. And finally, what happens? All of a sudden, we start to walk. Like this little baby, he was walking, but he was walking the wrong direction, wasn't he? But the mother has to do what? Bring him back to the fold. And brothers and sisters in Christ, that is how we make progress. We fall, and the Lord sends his angels to lift us up. And we fall again, he sends someone to lift us up. We go the wrong direction, he sends a friend to correct our ways so that we may get back to the fold. That is how we make progress. That is how we make progress. And brothers and sisters in Christ, congregations are also the same way. They start with baby steps, and then they make progress. God, as a congregation, has put you in a very strategic place in Fort Worth, Texas. And the homes and the apartment complexes are just multiplying in this area. People are coming to this community of all shades and colors and of all ethnic background and languages. It is like Revelation chapter 7. They're all coming. The question is, will this be a place that the light of Jesus shines, or will this be a place where the light of Jesus is hidden? I tend to think that this place will be a place where the light of Jesus is going to shine. It will shine brightly. And it is because God, by His grace, has given you these gifts, and now you, being obedient, has opened your hearts, and because of that, wonders will happen. Many lives will be changed. Miracles of faith are going to happen here every single moment that you open your mouth and you open and your heart. So here it is. Be diligent and watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. You know, I was tempted to use the Gospel of Mark chapter 14, I think it's verse 10, where he says the gospel have to be preached to all the world. And right after that, he talks, then you will be going and you will be performing miracles and you will be touching venomous snakes and you will swallow their poisons and all that. And those miracles will happen and they will not hurt you. Well, I saw one crazy thing happening in a congregation in Kentucky. This is a congregation that really brings venomous snakes into the sanctuary and they are playing with fire. You know what the Lord is saying to these people? Don't be stupid. That is not what the word is saying. Remember the snake in Genesis chapter 3? What did the snake do? He didn't send the venom, he spoke the word. He deceived Adam and Eve. He tricked them into believing in themselves rather than God. And that is the poison that kills, brothers and sisters in Christ. The venomous snake may kill our body, but will never have the power to kill our souls. So you see, doctrine is important. So we have to be diligent in doctrine. We have to divide the word of God, law and gospel, and the gospel should prevail. Because really, the Bible is the cradle of Christ, and that is what presents to us. So when that happens, brothers and sisters in Christ, no venomous snake is going to deceive us. We will stand firm. And those of us who teach, we better be diligent in doctrine and preserve it and persevere in it, because it does demand that we persevere when the world around us is teaching lies and they are trying to deceive us and to dissuade us from teaching the truth. Yes, we have to persevere. It is only when that happens we save ourselves. How do we save ourselves? We stop following the lies that are being taught and communicated to us on a daily basis. And when that happens, it is only when our cups are filled that we can also pour into someone else's life. So be diligent in them. John and Wellington and Kia and Willett, it is important. It is that important. If anyone tells you that doctrine does not matter, I just gave you an example where it did matter. And by the way, that is blatant, but there are so many insidious kind of teachings that really lead us into the wrong track that can really damage our faith. So be diligent, says St. Paul. Be diligent. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Especially those of us who are called by the congregation to speak on behalf of the congregation of Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have a very special responsibility to make sure that the words that we speak are just the words of Christ. And I know that is what's going to happen through your ministries, brothers and sisters. And I know that's what's happening through you, Christ Lutheran Church of Fort Worth, Indiana. Oh, no, not Indiana. Texas. You see, I came from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and still I cannot get those two straight. So forgive me. It is Fort Worth, Texas. And I just want you to know, God has given you everything that is necessary to do the work of the missionary and the evangelist in this place. If anyone says, where is the whatever it is going to come from to do this ministry, I just will have an answer for you. God will provide. God will provide. He did for Abraham when he was about to sacrifice his son. And brothers and sisters in Christ, God has given you the gifts. Be diligent in them. Give you whatever it takes, whatever you have, so that you will make progress. And be diligent, persevere in it, so that your hearers will hear Christ, and because of that, they will come to believe in him and join you in heaven for eternity. May the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.